I want you to get into the habit and build the muscle of going out there and getting customers or getting users.
So one little thing to talk to a potential customer.
Yes.
That's the tactical.
One thing that's
great. I like it.
And that you haven't done in the last year.
You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Steli Efti and Heaton Shaw, who insisted on having Steli's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers. If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
All right.
All right. We're rocking and rolling. What are we talking about today, Heaton?
We're going to talk about this problem that I'm sure you've seen people come to you with, which is they've built something and now they need customers. So they're of the mindset or accidentally got into the mindset of build it and they will come.
Right. And many people have probably by this point heard that that's not a good idea. But many people have also heard that eating fatty, shitty food all day long without working out is not a good idea.
But they still do it anyway.
They still fucking do it. I mean, this is not a rational problem. Many times an emotional. There are, though, some people that are inexperienced in, like, it's the first startup, the first thing they do. So they got overly excited about building this product. They got overly involved in it.
Yeah.
And a year down the line, they go, holy shit, wait, now I need somebody to use this thing. Nobody is around to use it.
So problem number one is you spend a lot of time building a product, not thinking about talking to the customer.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but let's talk about that person where that has already happened, right? So we can't rewind time. We can't go back in time.
Yeah.
You have the product and you don't have any customers or users, right? So let's talk to you.
Okay.
What are you supposed to do now? Let's take a common example because not a common example. Let's talk a specific one. Somebody sent Heaton and I an email that was saying he worked on this product for a year. No customers, no users. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
Well, if you're really lucky, you got the product right. And when you give it to customers, they're going to love it. But most people aren't that lucky.
Yeah.
So the first thing you can do is, one, I would probably tell the person, hey, what were you doing this whole time besides building product? Were you doing anything else?
So you're shaming them a little bit.
Shame them a little bit because I think like they have to realize in their heads that no customers, no business. No users, no business. No people that give a shit about your product, no business. So in today's world, I think the product's always going to be the hard thing because like you have to build something and it takes time. But the part that's easier is getting customers and actually getting their attention. So it's almost like if someone comes to me with that, I'm thinking they did the opposite thing that you would normally do or you should do in today's world, which is start engaging with the audience early. So I would say the same thing I would say to someone who doesn't have a product, which is, hey, go get an audience. And because you have a product, you're actually getting an audience for that product and it's already done, right? Like people can use it. So just go try to get people to use it. I don't even care if they pay it, to be honest. And the reason is the person spent so much time, they need to figure out if that product they built even matters. So I think one of the first things is, and it really depends on the person, I would try to get them in the mindset of, if I don't have anybody using this, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I build.
Yeah, I think the one very key thing is a mindset question. What you need to do, I think number one, is realize the mistake you made so you can learn from it, you know, but don't dwell on it too much. And once you realize, all right, maybe I should have done it X, Y, and Z, but now what do I do? I think the first thing you need to do is you need to readjust your mindset right now. You need to detach yourself from your product. And we talked about attachment and commitment in a prior episode.
Yeah.
What you need to do is you need to detach yourself from the product and all the time you spend with it and all the money you spend on it and all the love that you've poured into it because it doesn't mean shit other than you've learned hopefully a thing or two about product development. Yeah. You learned a thing or two about your market. As a learning tool for like your own home practice, it was cool. But that's all it is. It's not a company. It's not a product yet. You still have to go out there and be able to talk to people with an open mind, with open ears, with open eyes, trying to learn from your market and customers, try to see, do they want it? Do they not want it? Did I solve the right problem or do I need to change what I'm doing? You need to make sure that you unstuck yourself first because too many people who spent that year building the product, they're now so attached to that product and their solution that they might go out listening to our advice. They might go, oh, I'll go out and try to get some customers, but they'll try to force feed the customer the solution they love and they've built. And that's just going to make you waste another year.
Because then they'll just keep trying to sell what they have.
Yes.
If it doesn't sell, they'll still keep trying because they're so emotionally attached to it instead of changing it.
Yeah, you need to realize that the moment you go out to get users or customers is day one in your startup.
That's good.
Day one. It doesn't fucking matter how many decades you worked on this.
That's right.
It's day one. Yeah. So you need to be ready to throw away the product, to change what you think, to change what you do. Because if you're not ready, you're just going to waste another fucking year. Yeah. You're not going to get anywhere, right? As Heaton said, if you're so lucky that you did everything right that year, just magically, and you built the right thing, fucking please send me an email or tweet us, right? But that's like saying, hey, let's all play a lottery once a month. That's our strategy to like get a big exit out of our companies. Like, it has nothing to do with any business sense, right? It's just pure luck. More likely than not, you're not there yet. You don't have the product that people yet want, or you don't know how to market it, or who it really is, your customer. So you have to think about the moment you leave the building and you try to get users and customers in one way or another, it's day one. That's the attitude you need to have. And you need to let go of whatever the amount of money and time you think you've invested in, because that attachment only makes you weak.
Yes, that's really true. And I think this day one idea is good, because if you spend so much time a year and it's still not day one, you've literally spent that much time on day zero. So you haven't really done anything.
Yeah.
So I think it's like, there's also a quote out there that says, no product lasts the first contact with the customer.
Yes. Right? No really business like model survives first contact with reality or something like that.
All that kind of stuff, right? And so I think that's super true, which is if you haven't spent time with the customer while you've been building, you haven't really made any progress, right? You've just wrote a bunch of code.
Yeah. The other thing that you need to realize, and this is again mindset wise, but I think it's important, because your mindset made you spend a year on something without having users and customers. So you can't just keep that mindset and change your results. So the next thing is truly understanding that you've built some really bad habits.
Yeah.
You built the habits of like tinkering on details, on trying to get to perfection. You've created a habit of the comfort of the coziness of like the bubble that you created, where your product is just all potential. Right? And it's not out there, you know, it hasn't really had any contact with real world to get dirty.
Let's talk about that for a sec. This thing that you said about your product is all potential, I think that's what people get stuck on, right? Because it's so easy to imagine what could happen instead of actually it happening. And usually when it happens, it's not what you imagine. At least I've experienced that, right? Like, I don't know if you ever thought you'd be running a software company.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You were going to do an agency.
And basically. I definitely didn't think I would run a CRM, like a sales software company. Fuck no. Awesome. That's not what I was thinking.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, even in my case, like even on my latest company, I didn't think we'd be building software on it. It was just my co-founder's blog. But it happened to have a lot of traffic, and that's the best next thing for us to do. Otherwise,